ordinarily, government officials are praised when they save money. But 90.5 WESA's Anlie Herring reports that repeated surpluses at the Allegheny County Public Defender's Office have drawn scrutiny.
New financial data show the agency underspent its budget by about 6% last year. It was the sixth year in a row the office ran below budget. Vic Volchek of the ACLU says the savings come at the expense of poor criminal defendants.
And this is an agency that's never been viewed as having adequate resources to begin with to provide constitutionally necessary defense, and here they're not even spending what they get.
Volchek led a lawsuit in 1996 that accused the Public Defender's Office of not providing constitutionally adequate representation. The case settled with the county agreeing to boost funding for public defense. Chief Defender Elliot Housie says his office is much better managed now.
The tools, the training, the resources that our attorneys need to effectively represent our clients, we have it. And our budget has increased steadily every year to continue to do that.
Spending has largely remained flat under Housie. But the Chief Defender says his office has implemented a host of reforms to shrink the local jail population. Other county units typically run smaller surpluses than the Public Defender's Office, and the district attorney, who prosecutes crimes, usually spends close to every dollar in his budget. Anlie Herring, 90.5 WESA News.